Okay, well, that's what they used to call her, Dad, just for short. De la Arminia.
No, I can't spell that.
Well, then.
Nobody will know anyway.
Okay, we're ready to go here.
Let's see.
All right, my name is Gwen Perchbacher, and I'm here to interview Mary Virginia Vigil. And we're at her home at 938 F Street. Virginia, I'd like for you to tell me the name of your mother and your birth mother and father.
Ruth Luna and Ben Luna are my parent, my real parents. Yeah.
Okay. And I know you had another set of parents. Do you want to tell me about them?
Yeah, they were my foster parents. They were my aunt and uncle. And my uncle was related to my real mother. They were brother and sister, and they never had children, so I was elected to be their kid.
And what was their name?
Nick Apodaca and Lucy Apodaca.
Okay. And can you tell me where you were born?
I was born at 321 Al Street in Salida, Colorado, by Dr. Fuller.
And your father's full name was?
Benino Luna.
And your mother's full name?
Was Raquel Luna, Rachel.
All right. And where was your father born?
In El Rito.
Vallecitos. New Mexico.
And your mother's birthplace?
Was San Alfonso, New Mexico. It's an Indian pueblo.
All right. Can you tell me the name and of your brothers and sisters and their birth dates?
Well, there was a Rosalie, but she died at, you know, very young, I guess. And then I had my brother Albert, and he died when he was 21. And then my brother Charles and my sister Burley, and she died when she was 13. And did I say George?
George and you.
And then my brother George, and then my sister Mildred, and my brother Ernie, and my sister Dorothy, and then there was a baby. His name was John Francis, and he died.
I forgot Christine.
And were you born in Salida? Well, you were born in Salida.
Yeah.
Have you lived all your life in Salida?
Yes, I was born at 321 L, and then my aunt and uncle adopted me, and I moved up the road a piece at 648 West 3rd. And I lived there till we got married, yeah, in 1953.
Are the houses that you lived in still there?
Mm-hmm.
What schools did you attend?
St. Joseph.
I went to St. Joseph's School for 8 years, and then I went to the Salida High School till the 11th grade, and then I quit.
And where you went to Longfellow or?
No, to St. Joseph's.
And yeah. Where was that located?
It was at
where the Great Hall is now.
Yeah.
Is it 5th?
No, it was right next to the church,
yeah.
On 5th and, what is it?
D Street,
yeah.
You said you didn't know your mother and father's birth and when they were born or when they died, but you'll get those for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate that. Can you tell me a little bit about your mother and father?
Gee, I don't even know how they met. My mother, my great aunt adopted my real mother when she was quite young because they didn't have children either, her and great granduncle, and so they more or less raised her, and but my grandmother was alive. And then I don't know in what year she moved from San Alfonso Indian Pueblo here, and she lived. We all lived in a little village there on 3rd Street, you know. It was our house and then my grandparents, my grand aunt and uncle's house and my grandma's, and then my real mother and father lived down below.
So you all live in the same neighborhood?
Yeah,
then.
Yeah.
Compound.
Yeah.
In
our village.
Well, what can you describe your parents in any way to me, physically, and how they spoke, and what personalities they had?
I didn't like my real father very much. And my real mother and I never got along either, because I was spoiled rotten by my adopted parents, you know, especially my mother, my aunt. And that's who I thought my real mother was, you know. I loved my adopted mother. She was a good person.
When did you find out that you had been adopted?
I don't know. You know, we all lived in the same little village there, and I guess it didn't make much difference to me. Maybe it was when my dad died, I don't know. I really can't remember. Mm-hmm. But it never made much of an impression or a difference to me, because, you know, they were great parents. They were real good. They were respected. They spoiled me rotten.
Did you know you had brothers and sisters?
Yeah. Yeah, well, we were all raised together in the same little place, you know. But I would get a new pair of shoes and new dress, and I'd go down there, you know. And they had a whole bunch of kids, so I'd go there showing off, you know. And they'd tell me, "Go home, spoiled brat." So I'd go home, and then I'd tell my mother, and my mother would come down and raise holy heck with them, you know. Yeah,
because they told you to go home.
Because they called me a spoiled brat, and she said I was not.
Still is.
I had a good childhood.
Well, tell me a little bit about your childhood.
Oh, gosh. I think the sun rose and everything, you know, like for me anyway. Mother thought the world of me, I know. And my dad did too. I don't know. It was a nice childhood, you know. I didn't have a lot of toys, but I had a lot of love, a lot of love. And I remember my dad went to work in California I think I was 11 or 12. Well, during the war. Mm-hmm. And mother and I were here by ourselves, and we would play games, like we'd stick our tongue out at each other's and try to grab each other's tongue.
That's a good game.
But that was a game, you know. And she'd play paper dolls with me. And I don't know, we had a very good relationship. I loved my foster mother very much.
Yeah. Well, what did your father do before he went to California?
He worked at... for the WPA, and then he worked in Pando when they were building the army
camp
at Camp Hale. Mm-hmm. He worked there, and then he went to California, and he didn't stay there very long. And then he came back, and he got on at the railroad, and he worked there till his death.
And what type of work did he do? Was he a mechanic? Did he lay track, or?
I have no idea. You know,
he worked in the yards there. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did your mother work outside of the home, or
clean houses, you know, for different people? And that's about the only work she ever done. Yeah.
Do you remember any of the people she cleaned house for?
Is it Mrs. Mack, you said?
No, mother never cleaned house for her. I did. Mrs. Snell from the Snell Lumber Company. Mm-hmm. And Mrs. Parker, I don't, you know, I didn't know her, but I remember mother mentioning her.
There was a Dr. Parker here.
Yeah, I think it was his wife. And I don't know, you know. And then after my dad died, she kind of went crazy, and she started drinking a lot. And then she was working at the bars. You know, she worked at the Victoria Bar for a while.
How old were you when your mother, or when your father died?
When my foster father died, I was 14 years old.
Was that really hard for you?
Yeah.
And then hard when your mother...
When my mother died? Oh, when my mother was drinking and mm-hmm. all that? Yes, yes. Uh-huh. I was more or less the mother, and she was the kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... But, like I said, she was a good person. She loved me very much, you know, and she'd do anything for me.
Did you ever go to the Victoria Bar when she was working
there? No. No, never did. Uh-uh. No, she done her thing, you know, her way, and I never did. Uh-uh. I never approved of it, but there was nothing I could do, you know. She.
Well, I already asked you that. Can you remember your first childhood memory? And I was curious about the game you played where, with the tongue. And was that a common name, or was that one just in your family?
It was just me and her, I guess. Yeah. We were born. We didn't have TV, you know, or anything. So we had to improvise. But she played paper dolls with me, and I don't know what the idea of the game was, but that I remember it. And it was fun, you know, because I always try to beat her, you know. And then we used to go next door to my grand-aunt's house a lot, and they had poker games at night, and we used to play for pinionets. We'd, you know, they'd pick a lot of pinionets, so everybody had a big can of pinionets, and we'd go to the grandma's house, and we'd play poker for pinionets, you know. And they'd play till 11, 12 o'clock at night, and then we'd go home.
Did you eat the pinionets while you were there?
Yeah, a lot of times we did, you know. Yeah. That was another one of our favorite pastimes, was going in the fall to pick, when there was a crop of pinionets, we'd go out and pick the nuts, you know. It was a lot of fun. I enjoy that, and I still do.
Did the children play poker with the adults, or was it set where the children play with other children, or...?
No, well, I was the only kid there, because mother was the only, you know, and my grandmother, my two grandmothers, and there was an uncle that was living with my grandmother, and she would come, you know, they would come next door. And now there was the people next door, you know, the Luceros, the old man and the...
Do you remember what their names were?
Her name was Lisaida Lucero, and his name was Frank. But
no,
he was
wrong.
No, my tío never, he never played. It was Mano Franque.
Oh, the dad,
Mrs. Lucero's father-in-law, used to come over and they'd all play. And they each had a big can of pinionets, and they'd leave them over at my grandmother's on the window, and then next night they'd come and they'd bet a little glass of pinionets per, you know, And it was a lot of fun. It was all in, you know, and just to spend the evening. They never had no TV.
Mm-hmm. So. And did you play with any kids in the neighborhood, or did you mostly just stay in with your mother?
No, I had a girlfriend that lived down the street. Her name was Dolores Guth, and she was Willie and Joe Dromenick's niece. And I used to go over there You know, her and I would go to school together and everything. We were real good friends. But she's the only one that I can remember that I, you know. And, oh, I had other friends, you know, Suzanne Aragon and a lot of the kids that lived in the neighborhood. They'd play Kick the Can, and we'd play Run, Sheep, Run and Hide and Seek.
Now, what's Run, Sheep, Run, Sheep, Run? How do you spell
Run,
that?
Run, Sheep, Run.
Oh, Run, Sheep, Run.
Yeah, didn't you ever play Run, Sheep,
well,
Run?
Well, tell me about it.
Well, some guy was it, and then the rest of the kids would go run out and hide. And then the guy, there'd be two people, the one up there, and then the main guy, I guess. So this one person would go out looking for everybody, and if, you know, it was pretty close to the thing, they'd say, Run, Sheep, Run, and they'd run in and get in free, see? So that was the name, that was the game. But we used to spend a lot of time in the evenings in the summer playing that.
Where did you play it? Did you play it in the street?
Yeah.
Or
we didn't have or up in the sandbanks. We used to play up on the sandbanks. It was, the courthouse building wasn't there. Or the jail that's there now. It was all, you know, a bunch of sandbanks, and we used to play in there all the time.
And that was on 3rd Street.
On 3rd Street.
West 3rd Street.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Can you give me some early childhood memories besides the poker games and the playing in the sand? Special celebrations you had, or...
Oh, God, baptisms were real special, you know, when they got baptized, new babies down the street. Of course, my real parents were always having babies, so They always had a baptism, and they'd have cookies and candy, which we never had a lot of, you know, and pop. You know, that was a real treat. And they used to buy bottles of pop, and not like in six packs, but different kinds, like chocolate and orange crush and lemon lime and stuff like that, which we never had all the time. And they would put bottles out and little glasses, and people would get up, you know, that were visiting the people that got the kid that got baptized, and they'd come to the table and they'd go around, they'd eat a cookie and they'd have candy, or they'd have a little glass of the pop, you know.
And that was that after the baptism,
yeah,
in the church?
Uh-huh.
And did all the who all went to the baptism and who came to the home?
Well, they invited all the their friends, you know, and the people that were the godparents, mm-hmm, and their families. And they'd just have a little get-together. And it was kind of nice, you know, you kind of look forward to those things.
I noticed you said bottles of pop. They didn't have canned pop then, right?
No, uh-uh. But I remember, because it was chocolate pop, you know, and the orange, I remember, because I remember the bottles, remember, with the little lines. And
lemon.
Yeah. But you never got a whole bottle of pop, you know. You never did. That was a no-no. When kids were polite, they'd go around the table and pour the little glass and drink.
That's when kids had manners.
Were the cookies homemade or...
No, a lot of them were, store-bought. Yeah, it was a treat. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a real treat because we never had all that stuff.
And so baptisms were real special. What yeah, other things can you think was really special in your childhood?
That's about all I can remember, I think.
Can you remember any town celebrations? Like,
oh, the days of 49, but that was way, way after I was already older. You know, that was like the boat race, but it was called the days of 49. And people would dress in old-fashioned clothes. My dad and mother one time rode in a stagecoach, you know.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And,
do you remember what year that was?
In 40-something, but I can't remember exactly. I don't remember. But my dad was a real stickler for stuff, you know.
He liked to dress up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. On Sundays, he wore a suit and a tie and went to church every Sunday. Yeah. I hated to go to church.
What? Why did you hate to go to church?
I just did. I remember one Sunday, I didn't want to go. And we always had to go. I knew I had to go, but I didn't want to go. And so it took me forever to get ready and everything. And I don't have my shoes, and he grabbed me shoes and all and threw me in the car and off we went to church. I put my shoes on in the car.
Were your parents strict disciplinarians or?
No, especially my mom. My dad whacked me twice, I think, that I can remember. I mean, spanked me. And my mother and him about got a divorce over that too. But my mother spoiled me rotten. You know, she was a good mother.
Do you know why he whacked you the two times?
I probably deserved it. No, I can't remember.
Well, tell me a little bit about school.
Oh, school. I hated school.
Oh, really? And yeah. Why was that?
I don't know. I just didn't like to go, I guess. I went to kindergarten for just a little bit to the... I don't know if it was a McRae or Longfellow. They had like a kindergarten. I think one day. And then they had kindergarten in the junior high. And I went there, me and this, Suzanne and Lester. They lived, Ostrom. And the three of us used to pick us up in a little car, in a little Model A. And they'd take us to the school and they, you know, and half a day and then we'd go home. And the only thing I remember about that kindergarten was laying down, take a nap, and drinking orange juice. You know, we never had orange juice at our house. We just had a little glass of orange juice. So that was a highlight of the schooling, I guess. I don't think I learned anything.
Was it the old Kessner Junior High?
Yeah.
That is at what, 9th and, or 8th?
What is that street? It's on that next that one, yeah. It'd be the 8th Street.
Yeah. And that, I didn't realize there had ever been a kindergarten there. But did you go there? How old were you when you started?
Oh, God. Must have been 5 or 6. No, 5, I guess. Yeah, because then I went to school at St. Joseph's, you know, for 8 years.
And did you like school at St. Joseph's?
Not really, but I had to go. My dad was a stickler for education, so I had to go. And then when he died when I was in a freshman, I think. And I went for 4 years, but I just went whenever I felt like it. Mother never forced me to go, or, you know, never took a real interest in things.
Were you still in Catholic school in high school, or did you go to the Salida High?
No, I went to Salida High. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They didn't have a high school in St. Joseph's. Mm-hmm. They just went to the 8th grade, and then from there you got to go to high school.
Did they have any special graduation ceremonies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have a picture of me when I graduated from St. Joseph's. Mm-hmm. And I have my diploma from St. Joseph's.
And did you quit high school because you didn't like school, or did you get married, or?
No, I hated school. Well, I started my freshman year kind of late, you know, because my dad had died, and so I went, and I was way behind, and I never did.
What?
11th grade, I mean. And I got way behind, so I just decided to quit. And my mother, she was too busy running downtown and stuff, so she was heartbroken and everything, so she didn't care. And so she just let me do my thing, you know.
So what did you do when you were in school?
When I wasn't in school?
Mm-hmm.
I walked the street. Went to Lewis's and had pop.
And you know, what was Lewis's?
Oh, it was a candy kitchen. They had two different candy kitchens. Lewis's Candy Kitchen and the Greeks. The Greeks was down there where the dentist's office is now.
On F Street.
Where Jones has his... And that was strictly for the Anglos and the Greeks and some of the Italians. And then the Lewis's was a mixture of the Bohunks, the Mexicans, and some Anglos, I guess, and the Italians. You know, but and there was different little groups, you know.
And where was it located?
It was right next, you know where the bank is? The bank was in the corner, and then there was Lewis's. Was
right you mean the bank on F Street?
Yeah.
And it was it on the same side of the street as the bank?
Yeah, yeah, right. The bank was right in the corner, and then Lewis's was right next door.
So it's not there anymore
no,
then?
No, no.
That's interesting. Well, who ran Lewis's then?
Mr. and Mrs. Lewis.
And were they Anglo or?
Yeah, they were Anglo. Yeah, and it was real neat because you, and on Friday night, Saturday nights, Saturday in the evenings, we'd go in there and sit all day with one Coke, and he never cared, you know. We just hung out there, and he was a nice old man, you know. And is she still alive?
Emily one Williams. Was Huck Williams.
That was their daughter.
Oh,
yeah, and she worked there. But it was a real nice hangout, you know. You could go in there and buy a Coke for a dime or a nickel and stay in there all day, you know. They never cared.
So who hung out with you? Other kids that had dropped out of school or older kids? Or
mostly Mexican kids and Italians. And, I don't know, I guess that's all. Well, no, there was a lot of kids that were in school. But right after school, that's where they'd go, you know.
Well, it sounds like there was some discrimination then. Can you tell me a little bit about that? In school or in church?
No,
or
not in school. I don't remember discrimination in school, do you? Do you?
Yeah.
And in church, no. And because I went to the Catholic school for 8 years. But Givens's, came into town, and they bought Lewis's Candy Kitchen. And if you were Mexican, they wouldn't serve you at Lewis's.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. So,
and about what year was that?
About 46, 47.
Yeah. Because we went, and they had told us, you know, so we used to hang out there. So we went in there one time and we sat there. And we sat there. And we sat there. And they never waited on us, you know. So we finally left. Hmm. But
they never said anything. They never told us. Wait on you.
Yeah. And where else? The swimming pool, there was a lot of discrimination. They wouldn't let you go in. I never did go swimming anyway, but they wouldn't let you swim if you were a Mexican. Or they'd let, and then they made a thing that you could, they could swim on the weekend or Friday or something.
The day before they cleaned the pool, whatever it
yeah,
was.
Yeah, and then they'd clean the pool after. And then you could, the other kid could go the rest of the, you know, the rest of the week. Mexican could go just on a certain day. And yeah, there was a lot of discrimination in this stupid town.
Mm-hmm. And when do you feel that changed, or do you feel it has changed?
Oh, it has, I think. I don't know. In the late 40s, early 50s.
After all the guys start coming back from the wars, when yeah. changed, they start raising hell.
Yeah.
Okay. I should have told you that Virginia's husband, Tony, is here at the table, and I'm going to interview him later, but that's who the other voice is. all right. What kind of clothes did you wear to school?
Oh, I wore the best. I was in the trend. I never went without, you know. You know, no mother, I always had the skirt with the poodle on it and the chain and any style, you know. I always got, I always dressed pretty good.
Whatever was in fashion, you wore.
You darn right.
And when you said poodle, was that, what kind of a?
A poodle skirt.
Tell me about that.
Oh, they were like a round skirt, and then they had a poodle on the side, and they had it had a chain from your waist down, you know, on the little poodle, like a little collar. That was an in thing, you know. Not everybody had them, you know, but Virginia always had the best. So, but
what about hats? Did you wear hats?
Oh yeah, we always I was on, you know, for church we mm-hmm. wore hats. Yeah. Always had something to match everything else, you know. And,
How did the church change while you were growing up, or did it?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Can you tell me about that?
Well, before, a lot of people were not allowed to go up on the altar and take part in any of the church, of the thing, you know. It was from the railing on, was a holy place. And you were very devout when you went in there, and you kept quiet, and it was entirely different, you know, than what it is today. It's now everybody, you know, reads and does everything. They all partake in it, you know, and they never did before. Mm-hmm. You went in there, were kind of devout, you know, and prayed to yourself. So it's changed quite a bit.
Was there any religious discrimination that you're aware of?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so.
And what about the service? Were they in Latin when you were a child?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Everything was in Latin.
Did you understand it?
No, but you always had a missal that had the reading in English and the one in Latin, and you followed, you know, whatever the priest, but you knew what was going on with the English, you know. I have a missal.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And you're from a Hispanic background, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And did they ever have services in Spanish?
They did, huh? They used to bring in
missionaries. Once
missionaries. They would, you know, they'd have a rosary. Usually, I don't remember them saying mass in Spanish. I don't remember. My great uncle, he was quite a historian on all this stuff, you know, and. Fact is, he used to write plays and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For local use, or?
No, I think when they lived in Alamosa, they used to put on a lot of passion plays and all kinds of stuff, you know. And he tried it here, but it didn't pan out for him. Yeah. He was quite a character, my grandpa. He was a great uncle, but we called him Grandpa.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What was his name?
Luis Trujillo. And, he was married to my grandmother's sister, the Evarista Trujillo. Mm-hmm. And we were raised right there, you know, together. And he was a really nice. The fact is, he was a custodian at the church and the school at the St. Joseph's.
At St. Joseph's uh-huh. Church and
for,
School.
Uh-huh. For quite a while.
Can you tell me, you told me you went in some kind of a car to school when you were in kindergarten?
Little model lady. Yeah, I don't know who these two guys used to pick us up, you know. This is Suzanne and I, and other kids probably. I don't remember. Suzanne and I were the only two I remember.
Well, do you know, was this a private thing, or did the school furnish it? Do you know that?
I don't know. I think maybe the county, you know, furnished it. I don't know. I don't remember.
Did your parents have a car?
Yeah, but not till real. The car that we traveled in was my real parents. They had a Willis, a little Willis, gray little Willis. And they used to take, and then my dad had a car, but he cut the back end and made a truck out of it. And we'd all go on picnics up to Shirley Creek in the back of this truck, you know, like we look like these migrant workers.
Now, where is Shirley Creek?
Shirley Creek over, going towards O'Haver.
Yeah, it's that creek coming down from O'Haver.
Did you catch any fish, or did you go to fish? Or
no, I just went to eat, you know, picnic. But I remember my dad used to take the whole bunch in the little village there, and we'd all go out there, Grandpa and Mother. My mother got lost one time up there, and she went down the wrong creek or something, and she was lost, and oh, my God, I cried. I was little, you know, and I cried because she was lost, and my dad was frantic. He was looking. My grandpa was looking. Everybody was looking for him. Couldn't find her. And they'd go around, ooh, ooh, nothing, you know. And then finally we heard a ooh back, and it was my mom, and she was all dry, you know. And and I think that's the last time we went fishing up there. We never went again. But we used to go over there quite a bit.
Did your father work 5 days a week, or did he work longer hours? Do you remember?
No, he worked 5 days, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you belong to any clubs or organizations?
They belonged to, my dad belonged to a club named the Los Literarios. Don't ask me what that means, but that was a Spanish club. And then they had a Spanish-American club that he belonged to one time. I think that's all.
And were they both here in Salida?
Yeah.
And were they for men and women, or were they just for men?
No, they were for the whole family. Yeah.
And do you know what kind of activities they had?
No, I mean, they had dances and picnics and stuff like that, but I don't remember what, you know.
Just get-togethers, mostly.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Where did they have the dances?
At the Crutcher Hall.
And where was that?
That was on top of, what the heck is there now? There's no building now up
there. Travel agency over there on
2nd Street.
And the eye doctor's there, too. Or
where near Dr. Lunn on G Street, then, about 2nd and G?
Yeah, it had a two-story building.
It had a two-story building there.
Oh, and that's where you had the dances then.
Uh-huh. Huh.
I'd never heard of it before. And what'd you call it?
The Crutcher Hall.
Crutcher Hall.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you remember any fires or any accidents in Salida that not everybody would know about, or maybe they did at the time? But
one day, my grandmother was baking bread outside in a horno, no horno. It's just, you know,
What?
An horno. It was an oven.
Okay.
And it was a round thing made out of adobes, and it was hollow inside. And my dad had built it for her, and she used to bake bread in there, you know, all the time. And one day she was baking bread outside, and she was baking bread, and she saw this airplane go down over where Costello's, you know, the crossroads, or what the heck is that? Going out towards Beauty.
Oh,
back roads, or what the heck is the name of it now?
Is it where that restaurant is now closed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
King's Crossing is
No.
Right out of town.
Right here.
It used to be Costello's, and then it changed to Sands.
Was it Sands?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
And Grandma was baking bread, and she saw this airplane go down and crash there. And I don't know if it killed the people or not.
No, it killed the guy. It was just one guy.
But that's the only thing that I remember.
Do you know what year that might have been?
Jeez. No.
Was it before the war, during the war, after the war?
Before?
No. I remember when it happened. I was pretty young, so it was before the war.
Yeah.
And you're talking about Sands where all the geese go, kind of in that area?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, and what wasn't there a place people used to get water down
yeah,
in that area?
Yeah.
What can you tell me about that?
The little stream that it's still there, I guess. The water, they turned it off or something. It's like, where in the heck is it? Like going over towards you know where the lake is, and then the road that goes.
Towards Smeltertown?
Yeah, not across the bridge, but the one before the bridge. Mm-hmm. There's a little road that they have it closed now. But right in there, we used to go get water all the time.
And did you have a well, or did you have city plumbing?
No, we had city plumbing, yeah.
But why did you get that water? Do you remember?
Well, because Ben liked...
Tasted better.
Tasted better, he said, yeah. And my sister got poison ivy there.
Oh, and... How was that treated?
She died from it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she got leukemia, I think, or something, you know, with it, and she died.
Huh.
She was just 13.
But it started with...
she was all full of...
Rash?
Yeah, like not rash, like blisters.
Blisters.
Mm-hmm.
And itching, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit more about that. Did your...
What?
Need some water?
Fine.
Did your mother just bake bread outside, or did she bake other things outside?
My grandmother.
Oh,
My grandmother. Yeah. No, my mother never baked bread outside. I don't think Ruth did. But my little grandma did.
Tell me a little bit about your diet, the kind of food you ate.
Beans.
Lots of beans. It's okay.
You're asking all the questions you're going to ask me. I don't have to say anything.
Yes, you will.
What? A lot of caldito.
And what is that?
It's a round steak and potatoes and onions fried. And then you put flour, brown the flour, and you put water. That makes caldito.
It's like a stew or something.
It's like a little stew. Yeah. We used to eat a lot of that. Mother used to make really good ones.
What about for breakfast? What kind of things did you eat?
Cornflakes and oatmeal, just eggs, bacon, And sometimes chili and tortillas wet with the eggs.
That's what you like?
Yeah, we had that a lot, chili. My mother was a real chili eater. She loved it. And green chili, this time of the year. And her and my dad would fight. Because she got sick, Every time she ate chili, I'd come in because she got sick. And he'd tell her, eat green chili. Go ahead, eat green chili, he'd tell her. They'd argue over it, He never got mad, real mad.
But she got sick from it, and she didn't want to eat it, right?
Yeah, she wanted to eat it.
Oh, she wanted she to. It. Yeah, it made her sick.
Even if it made her sick.
Her stomach ache.
Yeah, she didn't care. But my dad told her, no, no, no. Don't tell me about your stomach, you know. And she'd always have a, oh, always holding her tummy, you know. Mm-hmm. Tell her, no, I don't want to hear about your tummy. You know, go ahead, eat green chili.
Did your parents have a garden?
Mother used to like to garden, yeah. She did. It had a little place there where she made, you know, I don't know what you... Carrots, mostly, I think, and... I don't know, not very much, you know.
Did she do any canning, or...?
Oh, yeah, she canned tomatoes, and she canned peaches and pears, and she made chow chow, and... I guess that's all I could have. Pickles.
And did you help her?
Yeah, I used to peel the peaches and stuff, yeah.
Did you have any chores you needed to do after school, or?
No, I hated to do dishes. Oh, God, but that was my job, and I hated it. And I'd always get sick, I'd faint and everything, so I didn't have, so I wouldn't have to do the dishes. But I always ended up doing the dishes.
Did you have to do the dishes after you came to?
My dad was a real disciplinarian. He made me do stuff, I, you know.
Well, tell me how you and Tony met.
Oh, God. The first time I saw Tony was for orientation, ninth grade orientation, you know, in high school. And I can remember like it was today. I was going up the stairs, and I spotted this guy over by the lockers. I thought, wow.
What about my...
What a hug. That's mine. But that's about it. He never asked me out or anything. And I'd stand at Mr. Soul's window and watch him walk another girl home. My heart breaking. And then there was going to be a dance, you know, at the school. And, oh, I wanted to go so bad with him, you know. And my girlfriend and I went to church and we lit candles and we prayed. And that he'd ask me and... And we were in study hall, and he asked this other girl, and they were sitting right in front of me, to go to the dance, and I thought I was going to die. And I got lice, to top it all off.
Oh, no.
Yeah. This girl borrowed my comb, and she, you could see it on her head, you know, and she took my comb, and I never thought about it. And anyway, the night of the dance, man, I was loaded. It's a good thing he didn't ask me.
Well, so where did the romance go from him liking someone else to liking you?
I don't know.
When was your first date, do you remember?
It was a blind date. Your sister-in-law arranged it. Angie, she was going out with Joel, and so she... asked him, you know, if he'd take him. He came down from New Mexico for Thanksgiving, I think it was, huh? And so I went out with him, and we went to the country club, and we parked outside, and we didn't go in. We stayed out there and talked. And it was a very short date and a very disappointing.
Well, tell me about the country club. Where was it located?
Oh, out on Smelter.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't there when you guys moved here?
I think so. You go clear through Smelter Town, yeah. And then it'd be on the right-hand side of the road.
Yeah, and then there was a Silver Club, too, further up. Yeah, but the country club, and we went out there and just talked out there, I guess, huh? We didn't go in the dance.
Was it mostly kids, or was it adults, too?
No, there was mostly kids, huh? And
three,
then the
3-2.
Yeah.
And 3-2 place?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the Del Rio was the place, you know. That was my second home.
On Lower F Street?
No, out on the highway.
Now, where was it located?
You know where the Four Seasons is?
Yes.
Right there.
Oh.
Uh-huh. It was a nice big dance hall. And John Davis ran it. And he was a mean old man, you know. And he'd get mad if he'd take out a gun. All right, everybody, go home. And everybody would scatter, they'd go. But it was a real nice place.
When was it How long did it last out there? What year did it do? You have any idea how long it was open? Or?
In the 40s, huh? All during the 40s?
And in the 50s. Till Armstrong bought it.
Yeah.
Whenever that was.
And oh, gee.
Did they have bands or did they have...
Yeah, they'd bring bands from out of town. And Chris Trujillo used to play there. You know, Chris and Andrew and Julia. The three. And then a brother-in-law. Or his brother, I guess, Nestor. And they used to play, you know. And, oh, God, that was the place, you know. I practically lived there.
So you danced a lot,
then? Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes.
What kind of dances did you do?
Oh, I don't know anything to mind, I guess. Yeah, no, a lot of jitterbug. Yeah. And, and I was the one that they could throw around, so because I was real small, you know, so I got to dance a lot. So I had a good time.
So the first dance you went with Tony, where you never danced, then where did the dating go from there?
I don't know. It's been such a long time.
Did you continue to see each other?
No, I wasn't living here.
No, he was living in New Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah. In fact, I went to New Mexico to Fiestas and kind of looked him up. And we went out. We went to a movie. He took me to a movie. I don't remember the movie. But anyway, just my girlfriend and I went to Santa Fe to Fiestas. And I don't know, we ended up together some way or another.
And when were you married?
In 53. Yeah. Then he went to the service, and then he came back. When he came back, we were at the Del Rio, and he was, him and his cousin were sitting there. And I thought, no, it's now or never. So he was sitting at the bar, and I went, oh, hi, Tony, you know. And he bit, so, and pretty soon... I said, oh, you know, I don't feel very well. Did you take me out? So he took me out in the car, and we smooched, and that was it.
And you were married in what year, did you say?
In 53. Was it in 53? I thought it was in 51. Okay, 53, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And how, you were married here in Salida?
No, we went to Taos, New Mexico, and got married.
Oh, was that you didn't have to be so old, or did you have to?
Yeah, blood test.
Yeah. And so we went with this other couple, and I told him, we'll just go and pretend we've been married a long time, because I was pregnant. Anyway, we said, well, you know, we'll tell them we've been married a long time. You know, they don't know anyway, because we're just going to go. We went with this other couple. But they didn't know we were going to get married. The other couple were supposed to get married. So they got married, and we both got married in the jail.
In the jail?
Uh-huh.
That's how it's come in the jail.
Because it was the 4th of July, and the judge was...
Is the JP. Yeah. He had his office in the jail.
In the jail. So there we were standing in bars behind us here, and we were taking our vows.
Did the other couple live in Salida?
Yeah.
Do they still live here?
No. Fact is, he died, huh? And she remarried again. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how many children did you have?
Five. Yeah. And I had Andrew and Arlene and an Anthony that died. And Annette. And then we named the young one Anthony, too. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, can you tell me their birth dates?
God. Do you have to ask me, Carl?
See, Andrew's the oldest, right?
Yeah, and he was born in...
I've got it written right.
He's got writ. Oh, God.
Now, you said you lost a baby. Was that your last baby?
No, that was the middle one.
The middle
one? Yeah, I had a boy, girl, boy, girl, boy. And the middle one, his name was Anthony, too. Mm-hmm. And he weighed 11 pounds when he was born, so. He strangled on a biblical cord.
Oh.
So, yeah.
And who was your doctor? Did you have all your babies in the hospital? Or?
Yeah, with Leonardi. Mm-hmm.
here in Salida.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What would I have done without old Leo? Maybe better.
Well, poor Leo.
He was a nice man. One time, little Anthony had a really bad sore throat, you know. And I knew that's what he had was his tonsillitis. So I called him up at the office and I told him, you know, Anthony, little Anthony's real sick. I said, and he's got a high fever. And I said, I know it's tonsillitis. I said, could you call the drugstore and, you know, a prescription? And then I'll, he said, well, bring him down. I said, well, I can't. I said, I have a house full of kids, you know. And I said, I just can't bring him down right now. Well, either you bring him down or not. And I said, well, I can't, you know. He says, well, either you want the treatment or you don't. Click. Hung up on me. So I thought, I told Anthony when he came home from work, would you take Anthony to the doctor? So he did. And Leonardo said, tell your wife I'm awfully sorry. I was, you know, she was right. You know, that's what's wrong with him. I said, no, that's, he wanted the money. That's what he wanted. I knew what was wrong with him.
Well, where did you first live after you were married?
On 3rd Street, in my mother's house. We lived there for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And then we found this
house. Did you live with your mother, or was she dead?
No. She was living with this man, and with John, and she'd go over to Swatch and stay with him, and then she'd come, and they'd get in a fight, and she'd come back. And eventually, when we lived here, she married him here.
Mm-hmm.
They got married.
Mm-hmm. So when did you move from your place over there to here?
Yeah.
And what year was
that? In 63, wasn't it?
To F Street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you have the children's...
Give me my eye.
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Oh. You don't want mine or Anthony's, do you?
No,
mm-hmm. Okay. I do.
Oh, you do? Mine is March the 5th, 1931. And Anthony's is May the 15th, 1928. And Andrew's is... Shoot.
Would you like Tony to read those for you? Would it be easier?
Yeah. I don't know what you wrote there. Andrews.
You can't read my writing?
January. I couldn't read it. January the 7th.
January the 7th in 1954. Andrew with Andrew. Then Arlene was November the 3rd in 1956.
Give me their full names, would you, Tony?
Oh, Annette, Arlene, Andrew Nicholas Vigil. It was in January the 7th in 1954. Arlene K. Vigil was November the 3rd, 1956. Her name now is Roger. She got married. And Annette Marie Vigil, November the 12th, 1959. And she's Apple now, her last name. And Anthony Gilbert Vigil, Jr., August the 22nd, 1962.
And then you had a baby after that?
No, in between.
In between, that's right.
Between Arlene and...
In March.
It was in March, but I can't remember
what year.
Must have been 2 years after Arlene, 54, 55. Probably in, no. About 57, I think, 58.
Can you tell me a little bit about your children when they went to school, or...
Yeah, Andrew went to school. He was Mrs. Argus was his kindergarten teacher. They went to kindergarten. They went to all the grades and had all the teachers. I can't even remember who the teachers are.
Okay.
They went to Longfellow?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah.
And then Arlene, too, she had, my mind is so bad, Gwen. Arlene. Let's see, Andy went to the 12th grade, but he had different teachers. Mrs. Miller was one of his favorite teachers. And they were real good to him because he had the diabetes. He got diabetes at the time. And they were real good. Mrs. Cable. And then Arlene had Mrs. Cable. And
Okay. They had Mrs. Held too.
Okay,
but I kept she will went to Longfellow, and she, who was her Mrs. Cable was her kindergarten teacher, and then all the other teachers, but I can't remember who, you know. Mrs. McQueen was her favorite teacher, and she's still our favorite person. She's such a nice person. And Anthony, too, he went to Longfellow. They went to kindergarten to Mrs. Cable. And I don't know who his favorite teacher was. In high school, I know Ed Lambert was one of his favorite teachers. They were real good friends.
Did you have a favorite teacher?
Sister Bernadine was one of my favorite nuns, yeah. Sister Mary. And I guess that's all. I went to Longfellow for a day, I think, and I didn't like it, so I quit. But I was little, you know, so Mother didn't make me go.
Was that kindergarten or
yeah,
was that first?
Yeah, but I don't remember. No, I went to first grade, Miss Smith, you know, Rick Smith, that worked at the post office. His mother, she was such a nice person, you know. But I didn't stay in first grade very long, or kindergarten or whatever it was. But I remember her. She was very nice.
And then did you go to St. Joe's right
and then,
away?
Yeah. Then after that, I went to St. Joe's. Not right away, no.
Could you tell me anything about the businesses you remember downtown?
Oh, my God. Argus is a mercantile. And
where was that located?
Down on Lower F, on the 200 block, I guess, huh?
No, it's 100.
100 block. And let's see.
And tell me a little bit about a mercantile store. You don't hear about those anymore.
Oh, there was like a grocery store is what it was, you know. And we had credit there, so you know, we could go in there and do whatever. And he was a nice old man. And
now, which Argus was that?
Ted. Old
Senior.
Ted Senior, yeah. Young Ted's dad. And let's see, what other businesses were there? Ben's Grocery, that was up the street by, right next to Lollier's, right in there, wasn't it?
In the next block.
Oh, was it?
Where Tuttle's used to be.
Okay, all right. And the Safeway store was right there where the bookstore is now, you know, in the corner. That was our safe.
Across from Lawyers.
Yeah. And the Woolworth stores where the big emporium is or whatever the heck it is. That was the Woolworth. And
those were on F Street, and one of them was on F and 2nd then.
Yeah. And City Market was Vaughn's, wasn't it Vaughn's for a while? You know where City Market, where the bank.
On G and 2nd, mm-hmm. West 2nd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then there was Harvey's right across the street where there's a medical building or some kind of the eye person there. Right across the street from Safeway.
Oh, right where Dr. Lund's office is now?
Yeah. There was a Harvey's. It was a little grocery store, too. And I think that's all uptown, wasn't there? What?
It was a Star Market.
Oh, that's right. Up the street, right next to the... the corner there. Coster's. Remember Coster's building? The one right next?
No. On First Street.
The Star Market?
Was on First Street, by where Gamble's has their...
Oh, okay.
Warehouse,
okay.
Or whatever that is, right
okay.
In there.
Okay,
there.
So that was Sky Market?
No, Star.
Star Market, yeah. And it would have been between F and E
on First Street.
First Street.
East mm-hmm. First.
Do you know who ran that?
Seems to me like, what was his name? His wife lives here on their street. Bill...
Latshaw.
Seems to me like they ran. I'm not sure.
The Latshaws.
Latshaw. Uh-huh. And then,
there was Stincanos, there was Mutos, there was Costello's. There was all kinds of stores. liquor store, beer joints. One of every two buildings was a beer joint. Must have been 14 of them in town.
When I get to you, I want more details on that. Virginia, what about national events that you remember or epidemics during your lifetime?
I remember when the war started. We were living in Pueblo.
World War II?
Yeah. And we were living in Pueblo and got up in the morning and went to school. Or, no, I guess it was on a Sunday, huh? It wasn't in school. But we got up. We were living in Pueblo at the time and got up and I heard all these newspaper boys hollering, you know, World War started, you know, and Pearl Harbor bombed. And so it was kind of a sad time, you know. But that's the only thing I remember that was of any, you know, big thing around here.
How did it affect your life? Did it affect your life very much?
Not really. No, I was, how old, 14, 15? No, it didn't, no.
And do you remember any epidemics?
The polio, they had, you know, you had to watch yourself with everything. Carly couldn't go to a lot of places where they gathered, you know, because it was a polio epidemic.
You remember what year that was?
In the 40s, I guess, so. Late 40s. Yeah.
What would you say has been the most significant change in your life and in Salida and Chaffee County since you've been here?
My life getting married. I want a divorce. No, I don't know. Nothing, I guess. I don't know. And the town's really changed a lot, you know. It's
tell me about it.
Different stores, you know. There's not much uptown anymore. You know, it's usually all art shops and stuff like that, which there wasn't that much of before. What? Yes. I don't know. Not very much. You know, there's not any place to go dancing, you know, anymore. They used to have a lot of places, you know, the Costello's and the Country Club, the Del Rio. And there aren't even any very many beer parlors anymore, you know, which is kind of strange. And,
well, is there anything else you'd like to tell me before we close this interview?
Mm-hmm. Not that I can think of. I want to thank you for coming.
Well, I thank you. I've been very informative. So now I'll go to Tony.
You can ask me the same questions. I have to have the same answers, I guess.
Basically, though, I need to know about your family. Your parents. Well, your name first. Give me your full name.
I forgot. Anthony F. V. Hill.
And when were you born?
I was born May 15, 1928.
And your parents?
And my father's name was Ignacio M. V. Hill. And he was born in Española, New Mexico. Let's see. In the 15th of June in 1889. And my mother's name was Nestorita Maria Vigil. And she was born in Española, December the 8th in 1893. And they were married in 1925. And they moved. My dad was working in the railroad here, the transfer, they called it the transfer, where the narrow gauge would bring coal and stuff in from Crested Butte, I guess. And they transferred to the standard gauge here from one car to the other. And he worked there until he died, I guess.
Did he transfer from New Mexico to here, or did he?
No,
he just
came here and got a job here. Mm-hmm. Then people from New Mexico used to come and work in the summer, in winter. Mm-hmm. And in summer they go back, because they all had little farms or ranches, and they'd go back and plant crops and everything. Mm-hmm. Then that fall, they'd come back and work at the railroad. Mm-hmm. And my dad's father, his name was Abraham Vigil, and he lived with them. He came in, he was living here. And now we lived on West 1st Street someplace, but I can't remember. It's pretty small, pretty
the
young.
Address. What? How old were you when you moved here?
I was a month old.
Oh, well, no wonder you don't remember.
But they lived over on West 1st, but I don't know, it's about the 300 block on West 1st. Well, it was Sackett. It was then West Sackett. Mm. And then they moved to the house on 938 F Street.
No, they did not.
No, not 938 F, 130 Lower I. I'm on medication, so don't pay attention to everything I say. Well, anyway, they moved to this house. They bought it. Well, they bought it for $300 from Sam Muto. Sam Muto was they had a big grocery store. I don't remember if probably don't remember Muto's, do you? Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, they bought it from them on I Street, and and that's where we were raised. My dad died when I was 10 years old, and my brother's older than me, so he was 2 years older. And so my mother was left with the three girls younger than us, and me and my brother. And she raised us there we all lived there till we all went on our own.
All right, tell me again that address, and then tell me the names of your brothers and sisters.
We lived at 130 Lower I Street, and I had a brother, Joseph A. V. Hill. One nice day, too.
Mm-hmm, I have it.
Joe V. Hill, he was born the 19th of December, 1926. And then it was me. And then I has a sister, Flora V. Hill Cunningham now. And she was born the 22nd of June in 1930. And a sister, Mary D. V. Hill, which he was Wilcox, her last name now. She was born the 27th of August in 1933. And my youngest sister, Viola Maria V. Hill.
Jones.
Mackey, no.
Oh, Mackey.
Mackey, yeah. She was born the 6th of December, 1935.
How did your mother provide for all of you?
Well, she got a pension from the railroad. My dad worked for the railroad. She got a pension from there. And I think she got... what do they call it? Aid for dependent children. Mm-hmm. I think she got some of the money from there, because she never worked, because she had five kids. I guess that was work.
Sure was.
But we weren't ornery. We were nice kids.
Oh, did she expect you to do any chores around the house?
Oh yeah, we done chores, and she believed in not sparing the rod.
No.
I remember my dad. Because I was pretty young. When he died, he was 11. But he never. He was real easy going, like me, I guess. But my mother, she was a disciplinarian. Boy, you better toe the mark with her, which I guess was good. And then she always had a pretty big garden. We always had to weed the garden, clean the yard, and water the garden, and all this. And that's when there was ditches running down every street, and you'd water with they had running water, but usually when the water came down, I don't know, once a week, you'd dam up the ditch and let it run into your yard and water all your.
Be like an irrigation.
Yeah, irrigation.
Then.
Yeah. But every street almost had a down on the west side of town. I don't know about this side, but.
Do you know when that changed? What year it was when it changed?
Before we got married.
Oh, yeah. So it must have been in the
40s.
Probably in the 40s, yeah.
Do you know where that water came from?
From up in the Mesa. I don't know if it was where's the Harrington ditch at, Mm-hmm. It came from the Mesa.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about your parents? Did they speak English?
My dad did. My mother's... could understand it, but she didn't speak English.
So did you speak Spanish at home?
Oh yeah, we had to if we wanted to know what was going on.
Do you still speak Spanish?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I can speak pretty good Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that as an advantage or disadvantage?
At the time, I thought it was a disadvantage. Now I think it's an advantage. Mm-hmm. But at the time, well, it was kind of embarrassing at the time. You were a
Mexican.
You were Mexican. You didn't talk Spanish or anything. Or I remember being kids, you'd take lunch, and you'd take homemade bread. Well, all the other kids had store bread, and you'd hide to eat because they'd make fun of you.
Because you had homemade bread.
Yeah. And they're saying how it's changed now. Now they'll kill you for a tortilla.
Yeah. That's what I was
going to say. Describe your... Well, you said your father was not much of a disciplinarian, but your mother was.
Mm-hmm.
Did she spank you really hard?
Yes. She had a belt. And you got your 5 or 6 swats with it. And you didn't just stand there and take it. You knelt down. And she let you have it. Probably not enough to kill you, but you knew you'd been hit.
You didn't do that again? Or?
Oh, yeah. I didn't learn.
Was it any different, the discipline between you, your brothers and sisters?
I don't remember the girls being, disciplined as much as me and my brother. Of course, we were a little bit more ornery. Do a little few more things that weren't supposed to do.
Do you know, where were you born?
In Española.
And
in
at home, or?
At home. Oh, my grandmother's. Mm-hmm. My dad and my mother, they moved here, and every time she was going to have a baby, she'd go back home with where her mother was and stay there a month or two. And
did her mother deliver the baby?
No. I had this doctor, a little country doctor that used to deliver him. Mm-hmm. Dr. Espinosa was his name.
Do you know why she went back to New Mexico?
Just to be with her mother, I guess. Because
kind of helped take care of her.
Yeah. Because here, she knew people here because, like the Aragons, they came from the same part and they lived here. But, it wouldn't be like being with your own family.
Mm-hmm. Is family pretty important to your...
The what?
Family pretty important.
Yeah, it was.
What was your first childhood memory in Salida?
I remember my grandfather. I was born in 1928. He died in 1930. Well, I was about 4 years old. I remember him. The Mudo's store was in the corner from where we lived. Mm-hmm. And he'd go and he'd buy candy. And across the street where... I don't know what's there now. You know where Sandy Evans lives? They built that new house on that street.
Yes, I do.
Well, right next to that, there was a two-story apartment house. And a cousin of mine lived there, him and his sister, and well, the mother and all that. And he'd always stop by there and give them a little bag of candy, and I'd be standing outside by our house, and I'd say, how come he's getting them? I didn't realize they were related. They were his grandkids, too, excuse me. How come he's getting them kids candy, he says. He's my grandpa, so, but he'd always bring us a bag, too. But for a long time, I didn't understand why this was going on.
I gave him. Now, is that L Street?
I Street.
I Street. Mm-hmm. So that would be like First and I on near the alley, mm-hmm. then that two-story building would have been.
Yeah.
And it was a hotel or an apartment?
No, it was apartments.
Do you know who ran those?
Some Greek. They had it later, I don't know, tree phones? No.
No.
I don't know if it was tree phones or who ran it, but it was some Greek that owned it. Shorty, what was Shorty's name that had that place down by the river? Well, anyway, they ran it. And I remember one time, I don't know what, I was helping my mother do something in the house, and we saw a lot of people going into the alley, coming by and running. I asked her, and she asked me, I wonder what's going on out there, and I says, I don't know, so I ran out to look, and I saw this man laying in the street right in front of his apartment, and I went back in there and told him, oh, there's a drunk guy laying on the street, and pretty soon the cops came, somebody had stabbed him, he was dead.
Oh.
It was, you know Jimi Henry?
Yes.
His dad.
Oh, really?
They stabbed him. And there was this shorty, Mijos, or he's related to Dr. Mijos. Well, anyway, he's the one that had stabbed him. We were having a card game in that apartment. and they got in a fight, and he stabbed him, and he took off, and they caught him in Leadville, finally, and he went to prison for a few years.
Did it kill this man, or did it? Oh.
Yeah, he ran out in the street, and he died there. Mm. But I thought he was a drunk laying out there.
Well, that was a different thing than you would see every day here.